Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Star Cement Limited Q1 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Emkay Global. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Harsh Mittal from Emkay Global. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, hi. Thank you, Shubham. Good afternoon, good evening, everyone, for participating in this call. On behalf of Emkay Global, I welcome you to the Q1 FY26 results conference call of Star Cement. From the management, we have with us Tushar Bhajanka, who is the Deputy Managing Director, and joined by Mr. Manoj Agarwal, who is the company CFO. So, without any further ado, I hand over the call to the management for their opening comments. Over to you, sir.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon, all. My name is Tushar Bhajanka, and I'm the Deputy MD of Star Cement. I welcome you all to the conference call of Q1 FY26. I'll hand, you know, the reins to our CFO, Mr. Manoj Agarwal, who will go through the numbers, and then we can start the Q&A. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Hi, friends. Very good afternoon. I, on behalf of Star Cement Limited, welcome you to our conference call for discussing our numbers of Q1 FY26. I would like to clarify that we are discussing on the historical numbers, and there is no invitation to invest. Having said that, now, I will just take you through the Q1 numbers. Starting from clinker production during the quarter ended June 25, we have produced 8.90 lakh tons of clinker as against 6.86 lakh tons same quarter last year. So far as cement production is concerned, we have produced 12.31 lakh this quarter as against 11.80 lakh tons same quarter last year. Now, I will take you through the sales volume. During the quarter, we have sold 12.22 lakh tons of cement and 0.74 lakh tons of clinker as against 11.54 lakh tons of cement and negligible quantity of clinker same quarter last year. This is as far as cement and clinker sale is concerned. As far as geographical distribution of cement is concerned, in Northeast, we have sold around 8.97 lakh tons as against 8.50 lakh tons during same quarter last year. And as far as outside Northeast is concerned, we have sold 3.25 lakh tons of cement this quarter as against 3.04 lakh tons same quarter last year. In terms of blend mix, it is almost 15% of OPC and rest is PPC. These are the quantity numbers of the quarter. Now, I will take you through to the financials. The total revenue figure this quarter is around rupees 847 crore as against 736 crore same period last year. As far as EBITDA figure is concerned, this quarter we have done an EBITDA of around rupees 230 crore as against 118 crore last year. Profit after tax is rupees 98 crore in this quarter as against 31 crore last year. On per ton EBITDA front, it is 1,774 during this quarter as against 1,018 per ton same quarter last year. This is what our quarterly numbers are. Now, I request all of you that if you have any query, you can ask the same, and I will request Harsh to moderate the query wherever it requires. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touch-tone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Navin Sahadeo from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So congratulations, first of all, on the very good set of numbers. In fact, sequential increase in EBITDA per ton. So I just wanted to understand how much has the incentive we have booked in this quarter and how much we have received?
Yeah, it is around 62 crore we have booked this quarter and received because we are going to receive. We have already filed the claim, and it has already been passed. It is in the final stage of receipt of the subsidy.
So So I believe then cumulative, what is the outstanding incentives which are yet to be received by while we have already booked?
It is almost around 150 crore.
Understood. Understood, sir. And sir, my second question was that while we have done fairly good on the revenue front, ramp-up of volumes and also the realization has sequentially, even excluding incentives, has gone up by almost 3% QOQ. But I was seeing that your variable cost has also inched up. So I'm talking more about power and fuel and raw material combined. That cost seems to have, gone up. So I was under the impression, or in general, we were given the impression that Q4 onwards, because the kiln has ramped up to its full potential, the costs, will rationalize and come down. So if you could just explain why sequentially there is a further increase in the fuel cost.
No, I mean, yeah.
So, I think, the only major reason, I think, in the variable cost is the fact that in Q1, depending on the demand, we had to keep operating and shutting the kiln, right? Which, of course, has its own cost because of the demand, right? Because if the demand was not as much as it was in Q4, and then there was also a good stock of clinker. So, I think because we were operating at lower capacities in Q1 compared to Q4, that is why I think the fuel cost and all, of course, shot a bit. And that is something that we will, of course, work on and reduce in the future.
Helpful. I'll come back and use for my further question. Thank you.
One thing I'd like to add, because you are considering also the movement of stock, because as far as raw material cost and power and fuel, both costs have come down as compared to the last time because the volume are low, so it has come down. There is still saving in the power and fuel cost. Mainly, the decrease in stock because the overhead absorption was lower due to the because we are not running all the kiln as per the demand. So that is why decrease in stock impact is there. Otherwise, the production cost is more or less same as that of last time.
Understood, sir. Thank you so much. I'll come back in queue.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Shravan S. from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you and congratulations on a good set of numbers. A couple of questions. So first, on the volume front, so last time we said that for this year, FY 2026, we are looking at 5.4-5.5 million tons. So obviously, the first quarter was good. But if we want to achieve this, then in the balance three quarters, we need to do a 17%-20% kind of a growth. So just wanted to know whether are we sticking to our volume guidance.
The quarter one, because of the early monsoons, the volume had taken a bit of a hit. I think in quarter two, because now we don't have as much monsoon in the Northeast, I think the subsequent months are picking up well. So I think it will take another full quarter to actually see whether volumes will end up. But I do think that it may be realistic to get that kind of a growth.
Okay. Okay. Great. Great. Second, on the in terms of the timeline of the ongoing expansion, so 2 million ton in Silchar by this March and 2 million ton in Jorhat, Assam, by Q3 FY 2027?
Yeah. So I think, yeah, so I think the timelines are broadly the same. We'll probably commission Silchar in January or February of this financial year. And we will be commissioning Jorhat around January, February of next financial year.
Okay, got it. And till now in Q1, how much capex we have done? And for full year, last time we said close to 820 crore and 600 crore for FY27. So that number remains intact?
Yes, I think it broadly remains intact. I don't think there is any change in the number.
So in Q1, how much capex we have done?
It is around 62 crore we have done.
Okay, okay, got it, got it. And the net debt is how much as on March, as on June, sorry.
1.9
only, 1.9 crore.
What else,
sir?
Do not get you what you want to know.
Net debt as on June is how much, sir?
Net debt is 320 crore.
320 crore. Okay. Okay, got it. Couple of data points if you can share, sir. So first is trade non-trade share, premium share, then lead distance and KKL cost for this quarter.
Yes. Trade sale this quarter is 81%.
Okay.
Okay. And lead distance is 220 kilometers.
Okay.
And team cost is 1.35.
1.35. Okay.
Yes.
So it has come down drastically. From 1.54 last quarter, it is 1.35. So is it likely to remain at this level, fuel cost?
More or less, we are hopeful that it will continue like that, maybe this financial year.
Okay, okay. And the premium share for this quarter was how much?
Premium sale was 12%. It is 12.2%.
Okay, 12.2%. And the incentive for full year would be the same last time what we said, 220-250 crore for FY26.
Yes.
Okay, okay. And AAC block, how much revenue and EBITDA now because it has started? How much we can see? So AAC and construction chemical both put together.
So right now it's just ramping up. You know, the AAC block plant that we set up was of about 20,000 CBM a month. We have already started operating the plant at about 40% capacity, commissioning it just 1.5 months back. So I think, you know, for the first year, I don't see a very significant EBITDA coming from there. But I think we'll be able to ramp it up in a year's time for us to start getting a bit customer.
But at revenue level, how one can look at for this year and next year if we ramp up next year?
I think about this year, we should not expect more than 70-80 crores of revenue coming from there.
And next year, it will ramp up to?
Next year, it may ramp up to 20-30% higher.
Okay, great. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Vishal Dudwala from Trinetra Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. I have a couple of questions. So first question, what was the clinker to cement ratio in Q1 and what percentage of your thermal energy in Q1 came from alternative fuel?
You want to infrastructure?
Hello? Yeah, can you please repeat your question?
Okay, let me repeat.
What was the question?
What was the clinker to cement ratio in Q1 and percentage captive clinker? And what percentage of your thermal energy in Q1 came from alternative fuels versus coal?
Yes. Okay. It is approximately 1.44. The cement, clinker to cement is 1.44.
And your portion
and
of
the cement, the clinker factor, you know, it was 1.44. Is 1.44 clear? Because there's also another way of measuring or suggesting clinker factor. It's 1.44, and besides that, the fuel cost in the overall fuel mix, 18% was substituted to non-conventional sources of fuel.
Okay. And the second one is like, can you give your consolidated trade receivable days and inventory days as of 30 June 25?
But I could not hear you. Just speak loudly. What do you ask for?
Should I repeat the question?
Yeah.
So, can you give your consolidated trade receivable days and inventory days as of 30 June 25?
Trade receivable is around 193 CR. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello, Vishal sir.
Yes.
Yeah, you got
your number, no? Yeah. So I think let's do one thing on this question. We'll get back to you because we don't have it in days. We have it in CR. I think we'll have to divide by the revenue.
Okay, just give me the CR number of trade receivable and inventory.
Trade receivable is 183 crore and inventory is 492 CR.
Just a follow-up question. Like, are you seeing any conversion pressure during the year or any working capital focus?
No, we're not.
Okay. Got your point. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Milind S. Raginwar from BOB Capital Markets Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for this opportunity. Just confirmation, the net debt number is 3.2 billion?
Yeah.
Was this 2.3 billion in the fourth quarter?
No, it was also in the March quarter, also it was there around 300.
Okay, and sir, can you just please share the number for the fuel breakup? That is the fuel that comes from FSA, from spot and advanced fuel.
Yes, it is FSA. It is around 79% from FSA.
79.
And from and 18% approximately from PFR, and 3% is almost other coal, that auction coal.
Okay. Regarding our grinding units in terms of clearances, where should we be?
So for Silchar, we have already started the construction. We have got all the permissions. And for Jorhat designing unit, we have selected land. We mined the land. And we will then apply for an EC in a month's time. And we should be through the EC in 3-4 months.
Okay. So that means that fourth quarter FY27 is still gettable, right?
Yeah, I think for Jorhat it is still achievable, and fourth quarter for 20 for Silchar is definitely happening.
Understood. Right.
Fourth quarter of 2026 will be definitely happening for Silchar.
All right. And Manu sir, can you please? I just missed that number of northeast and east breakup. Can you please share that again?
Just a moment, just a moment. I think it is 73% and 27% outside any.
Okay, yeah. Thank you, sir. That is it from my side.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Uttar Kumar Sriman from Axis Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Congratulations on very good set of numbers. My question pertains to Rajasthan expansion, sir. Last time you spoke about expanding in Rajasthan. So any update on the same?
Yeah, so I think we have bought some mines in Imbol, and we are also participating in auction in Jaisalmer, right? So I think we should have some news in a week's time regarding how it went, and we'll also make it public. So I think we are definitely looking for at Rajasthan as a potential market to expand. Yes.
And sir, how much capex we will do for this for 3 million? So I think it is.
Right now we're trying to just secure a mine, but if you are able to secure a mine, then we plan to do a capex of we plan to put up about 3 million ton clinker plant along with 4 million ton grinding in Rajasthan, which would basically be about 2,400 to 2,500 crores capex overall.
Okay. And so how is the pricing right now compared to quarter on FY 26 prices in both northeast and east?
So compared to quarter one, I think the prices right now are still maintaining. They've not fallen by as much or anything. So I think we should not see a very big dip in the price due to off-season.
Okay, and sir, since prices have improved, so Siliguri unit might also be producing more cement compared to what it was doing earlier. So how do you see Siliguri units capacity utilization this year? Because since prices have improved compared to last year.
So definitely we are pushing more outside northeast, you know, to West Bengal and Bihar markets because the prices have improved. So I think so we'll see in the quarter two results that I think that has really helped us in achieving higher volume.
Okay. And now coming to, sir, this premium cement sale, this is around 12% in it, and last quarter also it was around 12%. So it has remained on the same level. So what we are doing to increase the sale of premium cement?
So, I mean, you know, if you compare it to a year back, we have definitely improved it from 6-7% to 12%. And I think we had taken target to be more aggressive, to be pushing our premium sales more. So we've taken a target to make it reach about 18% by end of the year.
Okay. Okay, sir. That's all from my side, and wish you all the best.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Jahesh Shah from OHM Portfolio Equity Research. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. I just had one question on these incentives and subsidies. There are some media reports of certain state government, including West Bengal, looking to withdraw these incentives and subsidies. So where are we on this, and how long does it take to collect the subsidy amount once, you know, you are eligible?
Good question. So we, you know, unlike states, other states that you mentioned, right, I don't think Assam has a history of taking away the subsidies, right, because we have completed all our documentation. We have gotten an eligibility certificate from the government of Assam, which is also approved by the GST department, the finance department of the state. It's more of a binding, agreement that one has with the state, right? And then we've already filed for, getting the subsidy for the last year that we had booked, about 150 crores. And I think that should be with us before the quarter two ends. So we'll see that whatever we are booking in terms of subsidy in our books is also received in our cash flows, every quarter from now on.
Okay, so are there really mentioning the timetable of disbursement as per what is that has been promised to you?
Yeah, so basically there's no timetable as such, but what normally happens is that right now there's a backlog, right? Because we were filing all our documents and all. So there's a backlog of last year as well, which we're supposed to get, which I think we'll get the entire 150 or major part of that 150 crores in quarter two end. So that will finish the backlog till quarter one. Right. And then we will, for each subsequent quarter that passes, we should be able to get the subsidy amount by end of the next quarter. So suppose the subsidy amount for quarter two will be accrued to us and received by us by end of quarter three. That is how normally it should follow, and this is how we've seen in the past also that it has followed. So the subsidy is not the main amount which is, you know, which is just showing in the books and never received by the company. So in our case, it's never happened like that, and we hope to maintain this, right?
Okay, that's very comforting. Thank you. And my second
Yeah.
question is, given the stake that UltraTech has in your company, which they
Yeah.
say actual investment,
Yeah.
is there any business relationship, trade arrangements, or do you benefit with due to UltraTech taking stake in your company in terms of dealer distribution, logistics, or cost
No, not really.
inputs?
So UltraTech definitely bought a stake in the company, you know, and but that was a non, you know, as I think it was just an investment that we made from a long-term perspective, I guess.
Right.
But I don't think that affects our business negatively or positively, either way, right? Both the companies are operating at an arm's length. There's no synergy that we are benefiting from right now.
Okay, thank you. And lastly, in terms of demand outlook for Assam, given, you know, all these political uncertainties and media articles that we keep hearing, what is your outlook on overall demand scenario in Assam, and how much you sell exactly in Assam?
So, you know, approximately about, sorry?
Yeah, Assam and Meghalaya, basically.
Yeah, so if I talk about Northeast overall,
Yeah.
then I think, just a second. In Northeast overall, we sell almost, you know, about 75% of our sales is happening in Northeast right now, right? And I think the market growth in Assam and other states in Northeast are going to be good only because there's just so much more scope to grow, right? Which we can also see in the sales numbers that we normally forecast, right? I mean, Star Cement's turnover has grown in the last 4 or 5 years, I don't think you know, that kind of growth has been seen in outside Northeast, right? So definitely there's more potential to grow. And there are also a lot of hydro projects which are coming up. There's also a lot of infrastructure projects which are coming up. And I think the demand will be basically led by that.
Hi. Thank you very much, Investor.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Harsh Mittal. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you, Shubham. So I have two questions. So as per media articles, there has been trial runs conducted for the first freight train to Nagaland and Tripura a quarter ago, roughly a quarter ago. So, how do you see this as a benefit to Star Cement in terms of capturing higher market share in these states, or reduced freight cost? So that would be my first question, sir.
Sorry, could you please repeat the question?
So my question being that Northeast Frontier Railway,
Yeah.
they have started trial runs for their first
Yeah.
freight train, cement cargo
Yeah.
freight train, to be transported to the states of Nagaland and Tripura, roughly a quarter
Yeah.
ago, kind of. So
Yeah.
how do you see this as a benefit to Star Cement in terms of higher market share or reduced freight cost?
So I think it can give an advantage, you know, in terms of serviceability, right, in terms of the freight. But also poses a risk because now cement players from outside can also send the cement to Nagaland directly, right, to the rail.
Okay.
So it has both elements of like benefit and disadvantage. But definitely, you know, I have not worked out the math of how cheaper it would make it if we send it through rail now. But we'll definitely do that working. I think in busy season it will help us service better these markets.
Sure, sir. And second question being, as per your market intelligence, besides Star Cement and Dalmia Bharat, what is
Yeah.
the tentative expected supply which we are going to see in the next 4 or 5 years, sir? in Northeast?
So I think in the next 3-4 years, I do not expect any other plant to come. Though of course, major cement companies in India are definitely looking at this market now, right? Which they may be also talking in their own investor calls. But I think for 4 years, I do not see any of the capacities really coming in. So for 4 years, I do think that this market would broadly be dominated by two players. And probably there is a chance that, you know, a third one probably comes in 3-4 years. And then, you know, it's very hard to predict. But of course, you know, then we'll see how the scenario changes. But I think the market will become big enough for the market to even absorb a third player in like 4-5 years' time. I don't think that should be a challenge. Right? Because the market is also growing, right?
So what is the current market size for Northeast?
About 14, market? About 14 million would be the current market size.
And the expected growth rate you expect for the next 3-4 years, CAGR, any guidance on that market growth?
It's anyone's guess, but I think it should be about 10% at least.
Sure, sir. Sure. Okay, so we can take the next question.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Naveen Sahade from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible? Hello.
Yes.
Right. Thank you for the repeat opportunity. So, two follow-up questions. If you could, please talk about the efficiency, because green power share, I think in the previous quarter was around 20%, but the target is to take it to almost 55% by 26 itself. So, where are we in terms of green power efficiency or other initiatives as well? Be it the FSA coal or any other thing that can help us reduce cost in the coming quarters.
Yeah. So, no, thank you so much. And, the FSA cost, of course, the FSAs we have tied up for the long run. If you see that 78% of our requirement of fuel was met through FSA. So, definitely, we're doing a decent job at managing our cost of fuel. Right, and I do think that quarter one was slightly better in terms of fuel cost, kcal, rupees per kcal, than quarter four, and it was also better than last year same quarter. So we've definitely pulled up our socks on the fuel cost and it's reducing. On the green energy, we are currently hired EY to make an entire plan of how we can substitute more of a power requirement to green energy. So we, on that plan, we are putting up about 40 megawatts of solar in Assam itself. That will help us serve the Guwahati units, and we are also probably going to draw some power to Meghalaya from that solar farm. And then we're also looking at wind options, not in Assam, of course, but in other states, that we can kind of a captive wind farm that we can probably use to provide power to us. So I think in a month's time, we'll have a clear roadmap. Of course, some of the roadmap we've already started implementing with regards to solar. But then, the wind and other sources of renewable energy we're tapping will only be clear after the entire EY project is done. So I think by next investor call, you'll have a clear roadmap of how we're reaching 55% to 60%.
And the PPA we had signed last year with JSW Green Energy stays, right?
Yeah.
That starts contributing by end of this fiscal. Is that correct?
Yeah, that should start contributing by end of fiscal year, though there was some delay of 3-4 months in that. But we are just talking to them as well as to how we can bind them to kind of give us as soon as possible. We're also evaluating other options to that agreement in case we want to have our own captive generation, because that in the long run reduces your fixed cost. Because, when you tie up with GSW or any other, developer like that, you're buying power at a fixed cost, which may be 3.5 or 3.6. Whatever the rate you may decide, right? But that 3.5, 3.6 becomes your base cost, right? Whereas if you put up your own plants, then your base cost is only the cost of the O&M of the plant, or solar or wind.
Right.
So your variable cost falls to 0.6, 0.7. So I think in the long run, it makes much more sense for cement companies that they want to be competitive to kind of put up their own plants because they effectively reduce the variable cost by 3 or more rupees, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's very very helpful. And so my last question was on our preparedness for foraying into Rajasthan. So you said that of course we have more, like, you know, participated in some more auctions, and maybe in a couple of weeks there will be a formal update on the outcome of the same. But what I wanted to broadly understand is, typically how far are we in terms of actually having a plant in place? Will it be, will you say it is 3 years away? Will you say it is 4 years away? How should one look at foray into North?
I think it's about three and a half years away. You know, I think that is the timeline, because for us to acquire a mine and land and then put up a plant will take us 3 years. Right. So in 3 years time, unless we go for acquisition, right, which I don't think is really available in Rajasthan, but probably in areas of south, you know, I don't think there's any other way but to spend 3 years and put up a plant there.
Correct. That's very clear and helpful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Shravan S. from Dolat Capital. Please go
ahead. Hi, sir. Sir, just continuing this part. The 4 million ton that we will be adding, ongoing expansion, so we will be reaching close to 11.7 odd million ton. And this Rajasthan would be maybe a 4.5 million ton in terms of cement level. So around 16 odd million ton. But we target to reach a 20 million ton by FY30. So where else we will be? Will it be in the northeast? Maybe a 2-3 years down the line we can add, because we already got more mines there.
So we are honestly evaluating, because I think that was just, you know, the 20 million was just an aspirational target of where we think our long-term vision should align. But in the short run, we'll of course have to find opportunities, right? So I don't think I have a clear answer. We are evaluating, you know, to put up a plant of 2 million tons in Bihar, for example, right? Because our Siliguri plant, I expect in the next 2 years, we'll reach full utilization of the plant. So we will have to put another grinding unit for us to grow in outside northeast, right? So we may put up a plant in Bihar. It looks like a favorable place with good thermal plants around it, with the market which is growing, of course, competitive, but growing. So, you know, so we do think that, you know, that 3-4 million extra capacity that we want to build up, we're evaluating it, you know, which area it should be. And I think we'll have an answer in a quarter or two, you know, because I don't think it's very easy for us to forecast the entire 5 years from now. But I mean, definitely we are working on 2-3 more opportunities so that we can, you know, probably ramp up to the 20 million capacity as soon as possible.
Okay, got it. But in whatever way we will, whether we'll reach to 18 million ton or a 20 million ton, but in terms of the net debt EBITDA level, what's in our mind that we will not, obviously right now we are at much, much comfortable level, only 300 around kind of a net debt. So at what, till what level are we comfortable to keep on increasing net debt?
So that honestly depends on the EBITDA that we achieve, right, and the cash flows that we get. So I do assume that, you know, we should be able to start touching levels of 850 to 900 crores of EBITDA from this year onwards, right, and probably do better next year. So if that is the case, then I do think that we should be comfortable with about 1500 crores of debt, you know, in the worst case situation, worst case scenario, right? So so I think that is something that, depending on how our cash flows are seeming in the next year and this year and next year, we should be able to ramp up our comfort of taking debt to about 1500 crores at max, right? Which I think is it's in line with other companies, right? It's almost 1.5 times the debt to EBITDA ratio is 1.5 times, which is fine, I guess.
True. No, that is fine. But what because currently, obviously, we are having a 1700 rupees plus EBITDA per ton. And hopefully, if you can help us, given the, as you are mentioning, the prices are stable, and maybe we can start seeing some cost benefit also. So this kind of a run rate likely to be maintained. That is first part. And second is, once we have up Rajasthan, obviously there we will not be having a maybe a half of the profitability what right now we are enjoying. So that also we are watchful. Despite that fact, we should not be a kind of a worst case. 1500 crore kind of a debt is manageable.
Yeah, no, that's what we also thought, that, you know, if the cash flow in the next 3-4 years in Northeast is stable, and even if you have a 1500 crore debt, which you of course will start reducing as soon as your plants commission, then I don't think it's bad. And also, you know, the company will of course think of doing a QIP as well, right, if we do go in Rajasthan and do all those things. So I think from that perspective also, we'll definitely maintain our debt levels in control, because as a company, we don't like to pay too much for debt, as it's clear with our history, right?
Got it. Understood. And now onwards from Q2, the current OPEX pattern, so that's the way what we calculate in terms of revenue minus EBITDA, whatever the cost divided by volume. So that number should not be rising. Rather, it should be seeing, one should start seeing, given the volume uptick will be there, so we should start seeing the declining trend there. And if the prices remain stable, then the this kind of EBITDA pattern 1700 is manageable at least for next couple of quarters.
Yeah, no, so I do think, I think that's true. But it also happens that, you know, every quarter is a bit different in terms of volume, right? So if I compare my OPEX cost compared to last year, same quarter, Q2, then it will definitely be lower. If I compare it to Q4, where the volumes are very high, then my fixed costs are divided by a higher volume, right? So I think then it's very hard to like beat Q4 because the volumes were higher. So I think, you know, it should be fair for variable costs to pass that statement, but not overall costs.
Okay. Got it. And if you can help us, so currently trade, non-trade, price gap in Northeast and East would be how much?
Trade, non-trade, I think it's about 60 rupees to 70 rupees.
In Northeast?
Yes, in the Northeast.
And in East?
East, we actually don't sell that much of non-trade, so I don't think we'll be able to give a good benchmark.
Okay. Got it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And sir, lastly, this Silchar, how much already we have done the capex and what is balance for Silchar, because that is going to start by this January, February.
So in Silchar, till date, we have done only about 105 crores. Right, because a lot of payment will now start going in quarter 2 and quarter 3, right? So, but our timeline is quite certain that by quarter 4, we should be able to commission. And there will be some aspects of the plant which may be getting commissioned after quarter 4, you know. But so we may see that even after commissioning the plant, there are some capexes which are ongoing. If that answers the question.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Amit Muraka from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Just on the Northeastern market, we have been hearing about other companies also wanting to set up capacity, latest being JK Lakshmi, having won some limestone leases over there. And they're talking about starting a plant in roughly 2 years' time. So do you see competitive intensity going up over the next 2 to 3 years as these new players enter the market? It's usually been seen as a duopoly market, but UltraTech wants to get into the market and now even JK Lakshmi wants to get into the market. So what's your thought or view on that?
I think for anyone who is coming fresh to Northeast, it will take at least 3-4 years to put up a plant. And I do think that, of course, you know, as the market becomes bigger, people will come in and they will like to get a share of the market. So it's quite natural. But I do not think that Northeast has that kind of space where you can accommodate a lot of people. So people, when they're doing their working, after, like, suppose a competitor comes in, they'll have to really question that, you know, for the fourth one or the fifth one, is the market big enough for to absorb the capacity? Right. So I think I do think that in 4 years that probably the competitive landscape will be more aggressive, right? But then I do think it will settle down, right? Because I don't think people will just keep on entering Northeast, right? There's a limit to it because there's only a very small market that they can address.
Yeah, but as people enter, won't it spoil, let's say, the pricing? Because Northeast has been having really strong and consistently good pricing and margin.
Yeah, so, I think like it may spoil it for a year, it may spoil it for two, but I think eventually, you know, everything settles down, I guess, in some ways.
Sure, sure, got it. And generally, like, is my understanding right that the market is operating at like 65% to 70% capacity utilization right now after you expanded, and then even Dalmia is going to kind of get the clinker commissioned soon enough. So,
It is operating at about 70%, 65-70% utilization.
What would be the size of the market, if you can just let us know, in terms of
it's about tons. 14 million tons.
14 million tons, got it. And,
1/4, yeah.
Sure, and you would be having, what, 25% market share, or less?
Yeah, so we have about 27-28% market share.
And Dalmia would be having a similar number.
Yeah, like something a little bit lesser than us.
Got it. Sure. Thank you so much. Yeah, that's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Naveen Sahadev from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the repeat opportunity. I just had one follow-up. The incentive we booked in Q1 was 62 crore. And it was almost 75-76 crore in Q4. So just wanted to know, is it fair to assume that this year as a whole, we will receive in upwards of, let's say, 250 crore, of course, assuming volume momentum stays intact, but I believe with your ramp-up of sale and overall, it should. So is it fair to assume that incentives can continue at this run rate of 475 rupees per ton or 500 rupees per ton for the full year, or that could be a little stretched?
Yeah, I think it's fair to assume that we probably should be able to get incentives of about 230 to 250 crores.
Very good.
This
very clear. Helpful. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Thank you. The last question for the day comes from the line of Harsh Mittal. Please go ahead.
Thank you. So my question is, what would be the tentative capacity for the Rajasthan on the drawing board, if any?
Tentative capacity?
What have you planned, the expansion size, capacity size?
So I think it will be, wherever we put up a plant, it will be about 3 million tons of clinker and about 4 million tons of grinding.
Right, and the tentative budget for the same?
So the budget would be about 2,400 crores. I think we've already answered this question just 10 minutes back. Yeah.
Right. Sure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Tushar Bhajanga for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. No, thank you so much, everyone, for your questions. And, if anyone has any remaining questions, they can always email us, and we're happy to answer those questions. And, if there's any further interest, you can get in touch with the CFO. And if you want to visit the plant, we're happy to organize something. So thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of MK Global, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.